This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As the nation continues to watch the murder trial of a Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, unrest and protests continue after another black man died in that state this past weekend, shot to death by a police officer. The defense continues making its case for the acquittal of Derek Chauvin, contending, putting his knee on George Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes until he died was reasonable force. And the officer who allegedly mistook her gun for a taser and shot Dante right to death last weekend has resigned and is now charged with manslaughter. These are just two of the latest in a long list of police killings of African-American men and women. This weekend, there's going to be a protest honoring George Floyd at Glencoe Crossing in Ann Arbor, as organized by Value Black Lives and Survivors Speak. With us today is the founder of Survivors Speak, Trishae Duckworth. And Trishae, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me on. I truly appreciate you, David.
I know you've been watching the proceedings in the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin. As the prosecution put forth its case, were you surprised, as many have been, that other police officers have taken the stand and testified against him?
I must say yes. I'm definitely surprised because there's been this long history of police sticking with each other regardless to whether they are wrong or not. So it's definitely refreshing to see that people are standing for what's right because that's their duty as an officer.
Do you then have any sense that this could mark a shift in how our justice system may be recognizing and beginning to take action to change the inequalities often faced by people of color?
I don't know. That's a hard one, you know, because we've had so many atrocities to happen with no remorse, with no action. So while this looks great, right, we know we live in America where 12 people have to decide, and we just hope those 12 people want to stand against racism and white supremacy. And so we're just optimistic, and we are hoping that they do the right thing.
So with whatever level of optimism there is, skeptical as it may be, coming to life with this Chauvin trial, what was your reaction then to another shooting death in Minnesota, this one of Dante Wright on Sunday?
Oh, my goodness, David, heartbreaking. There's no other way to describe it than heartbreaking. I mean, we're gathering, right, because of the momentum behind the George Floyd and trial and so many people, you know, being upset. We wanted to come together because it's past time of just getting angry. It's time to get busy. But we can't even gather good without another one of our black brothers' blood being spread on the street. And so it's so sad, it's disheartening, and we need our president to stand up and introduce legislation that will protect us. He has stepped up and introduced legislation for our Asian brothers and sisters, and we are expecting the same. He told us that on his night that he won, he said, "Black folks, I know that I could not have done this without you. I owe you." Well, we are waiting to cash in, because our lives are being just not valued by police and these racial structures, and we are tired, and we need justice.
We are talking with Trishae Duckworth on 89.1 WEMU. Trishae is founder of the local activist group Survivors Speak and has co-organized a protest in honor of George Floyd in Ann Arbor this weekend. Participants will gather at Glencoe Crossing at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Since this past week's shooting death of Dante Wright, the group of U.S. representatives known as the Squad has ramped up their call for defunding police. That includes Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib. She said, and I quote here, "No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed." As you mentioned, President Biden has not stepped up on this as of yet. He has called for more funding of police to better enact reform and systemic change in the manner in which our communities, particularly communities of color, are policed. Do you see any middle ground in there?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. I was talking to someone about this yesterday. There's this dismantle, there's this defund, then there's this reform. And I told somebody, we need all three. Right now we need reform because we need to get a hold on what the police are doing, right? But when it comes to the military-style weapons and things of this nature, police do not need those. We do not need police running around acting like they are fighting a war. They are to be public servants. That is what they raise their hand and say. And we are waiting for them to act in that manner. But because they have not, then we need to think of proactive ways that we as a community can step up and police ourselves so that we do not need them to come in our community as tyrants. We don't need that. We need them to humble themselves and understand that they are public servants. And if they can't do that, then they need to dismantle, defund, or do whatever needs to be done to protect Black lives.
So when the gathers get together on Saturday afternoon at 1 at Glencoe Crossing, a protest in honor of George Floyd, what message do you expect to send to law enforcement and the community at large?
Well, I'll start with the community at large because change starts with us and it ends with us. So we have to begin to be more proactive and take measures, right, to reach out and help this fight, this assault against the Black community in America. So we've got to do it ourselves. We cannot look to outside entities. We cannot look to governmental officials to figure out what needs to be done because we see they're not doing anything. We have to lay the path. We have to apply the pressure. We have to stand together and stop just getting angry and get busy. And the message that we want to send to police is, look, we're not going anywhere. We will have justice. And the only thing that they can do is get on board because we will have reform. We believe that qualified immunity will end. We believe that absolute immunity will end. We believe that there is a day of accountability that is coming. And so they have no choice. We also believe that they should dismantle themselves from the inside and rebuild an agency that reflects justice for all, because again, that is what their agency is supposed to be about.
Of course, George Floyd died after being under the knee of a police officer for over 9 minutes at the gathering on Saturday afternoon. In what manner will George Floyd be honored?
We are just taking up space, moments of silence for George Floyd and so many others. You know, as you can see, we have another murder. So, yes, George Floyd is the foundation of why we're gathering, but it's so much bigger than that. But we plan to have moments of silence in honor and just stand together in solidarity and hoping that this trial ends with a conviction for the man that murdered George Floyd. And we just want to encourage people's hearts, again, not just be angry, not just be sad and devastated, but to use that energy to get busy.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the founder of Survivors Speak. Trishay Duckworth knows all too well the emotional toll of being a strong and consistent activist and advocate for Black Lives Matter and how that can take a lot out of you. It's been a harrowing year on the racial and social justice front with a public health pandemic piled on top of it. Trishay, clearly you felt it and have recognized the need to address it. Now, every Wednesday, Survivors Speak not only offers a Zoom session from 8 to 9 p.m. to offer support to those struggling with the issues of the day, but you're going to have a special Zoom event on Saturday, April 24th, on self-care for activists. What led to the creation of this offering?
You know, understanding how hard this fight is, even personally, I don't have the best self-care practices, right? And in me just wanting to learn and understanding that others around us are going through the same emotional toll, we wanted to put together a program that could encourage us all to better take care of ourselves. And it's some examples of what that looks like, because this fight is long and hard, and we need to sustain ourselves. And it starts with taking care of us first. So that's the spirit that this program was birthed from. And we are excited to come together and learn how to take care of ourselves to sustain us in this fight.
And you're going to have some special guest speakers to address these issues?
Yes, yes, we are. We are going to have Dr. Carla Scott. Dr. Carla Scott is from St. Louis University. Dr. Carolyn Scott is amazing. She understands self-care and what we need to do. We will also have the amazing, amazing Yodit Messman Johnson, who will be with us. We're going to have Leah Chapman, who is a social worker and a CEO of Intervening. She will be with us. Dr. Lisa Jackson, who also heads up Ann Arbor's Independent Community Police Oversight Commission. She will be with us. Again, we are so excited about these strong women and others who will be with us, again, so that we can get the information. I wanted to add that Dr. Carla Scott is also the author of The Language of Strong Black Womanhood, Myths, Models, Messages, and a New Mandate for Self-Care. So again, this program is one that people can come out and get this information, and we can grow together in this area of self-care.
Trishe, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Trishe Duckworth, founders of Survivor Speak and co-organizer of a protest in honor of George Floyd this weekend in Ann Arbor. And for more information on that event and the upcoming Activist Self-Care Clinic, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.